chapter that we're going to sing, but they use hachi.
That's more casual.
And more, most casual. Okay? היא האמא הטובה ביותר בגן, בכיתה, בבית הספר, בעולם. הטובה ביותר, הגדול ביותר. שלמה הוא היה המלך החכם ביותר. שלמה?
Was the wisest.
היה המלך החכם ביותר.
Could you use Hachi Chacham?
Hachi Chacham.
Okay. That's the same. That's basically the same.
נכון, נכון, absolutely there.
So if I wanted to rewrite the word, the one about the dog, you would do Hakelev Ha Chamod Bayoter Gra.
That's Bagan Baolam.
What is Chamod?
Cute. It's come from Al Tachmod, right? And Al Tachmod is do not covet. Chamod is cute. Okay. So now we got two ways. There is another one. There are two more ways.
Well,
yes, ma'am.
No, the first number two. What's the word after Vioter?
Begun.
But you don't need to.
You don't need to.
But that's
begun ba'olam.
The best in the world. The best. You don't need. You could just say it's the best or
Yosef hayeled ha'ahuv. And I can add Beyoter and I can skip Beyoter. The third form doesn't use Beyoter. Yosef hayeled ha'ahuv mikulam.
And Beyoter always follows the adjective as opposed to ha'am which precedes it.
Say it again, I'm sorry.
Beyoter follows
the adjective
as opposed to precedes it.
That's right.
Ha'am precedes it, Beyoter follows.
Nachon, nachon. So this structure is the ha adjective mikol of all. Yeah, the best of all is when you use the word all into its declension. Okay, mikol, mikulam. Okay?
Is that what's used in the Bible?
Or Yaakov, Ahav, Yosef, mi, kulam. Mikol banav. Mikol banav. Okay?
So,
so would that be considered modern Hebrew too?
It is biblical all the way through. Fourth way, the most loved one among the children. And this is another biblical. This is, now I'm going to give you the quote. Hanava.
The most loved of
all. Banashim. Among. This is the adjective among. Be. Among. Hanava banashim, ha, nava, nava is yafa, So Hayafa Banashim in Psalms,
so back to the
No, Shir HaShirim. This is Psalms.
You said Psalms.
No, yes, I made a mistake.
That's why I was wondering.
It was Shir HaShirim. That's what happened. Shir HaShirim, Shir HaShirim. I am so sorry. I am so sorry. Hanava Banashim. Nun Aleph Vav He.
Okay, here it is. It is line 5.
In no, chapter 5?
No. Aleph He. Fifth line. Shechoda ani
shchora ani benava
benurah Yerushalayim keachami keda.
No. But this is an shchora ani benava. But I want hanava banashim. She said hayafa banashim. No. In the same psalm number pasuk 8, hayafa banashim. Im lo tedi lach hayafa banashim.
Hayafa banashim.
Shir HaShirim, Song of Songs, Aleph, Shmone, 8. 1-8. Okay.
Wait, 1-8.
1-8,
chapter 1, not 6.
What?
Song of Songs, 1-8.
Shira. So we didn't write the dialogue this way with the Hachanu.
So Hakelef Hamud Ba'olam, or whatever.
Sentence 3.
Mikulam, it's a kaf.
Mikul.
It's a kaf with a kubutz.
It's a kubutz. Yes.
With three dots, yes?
Just checking.
It's a kubutz.
The most beautiful girl in the world.
Isha Kini, me and Shiko.
So we're trying to redo this one with the dog again. So it'd be Hakelev, Hachanud, Ba'Yisrael.
Ba'Yerushalayim.
Hakelev,
Bichamon? Right, but in this form it'd be Hakelev, Hachanud, Ba'Yisrael.
Baklavim. Hakelev, Hachamud, Baklavim. Remember, it's one. Right? The adjective about that thing. That thing is the one, the cutest among all the many in the group of the same kind.
הכלב
החמוד בכלבים. העץ הגבוה ביער. העץ הגבוה ביער, יער is a collection of trees. So העץ הגבוה ביער is the tallest tree in the forest.
So for this you have to have the ba.
But the ba doesn't go in the world, in a place. It goes in the group of the same kind.
It's the best dog of all the dogs.
And that's why it's not optional.
Happy birch line.
Okay, so these are the four ways of doing superlatives.
I still didn't get the third one.
The third one?
Yeah.
So, here we
have. Oh, the three of
call.
Of
what?
All.
Of
using all. The word call.
Of all.
Okay.
The, oh, Hakelev, Hachamut mikol.
Mikol?
Mikol.
Mikol.
Mikol or mikulam. Now, in the Bible, you will just have without kul. Without me, you will have me. Let's say, hakelev, hachamud, meha klavim. Yeah? Instead of ba, you'll have me. Just like Yosef said, and just like it said, Yosef, Yaakov, Israel, Ahav, Yosef, Mikol, Banav. Okay? Mikol, Banav.
Nachon? That's how it's said. Mikol.
Mikol, Mikol. Ken, I said you can use it in all the variations of Kol. Mikulam, of them all. Mikol, Banav, of all of his hands. Mikol, of anything, of all.
Mikol, Ha'olam. Ha'olam, in
ha-olam.
All the world.
So Mikol, it's like Rishlai.
Yeah.
Mikol,
okay. You say that? Do you understand the four ways? Now, this is important to identify when you're in a text, so you know how to, you know, pick up the nuances in the translation. So then?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if you look on page 209, you will see simple, comparative and superlative adjectives. So you have simple form of an adjective, gavoha. 209. Gavoha. Now, comparative form. Yoter gavoha me, more tall than. That's the ER, taller than. Gavoha yoter me, so that's just a switch of words. It can be crisscrossed applesauce, okay? And then the superlative will go hagavoha be, in a group. Hagavoha be yoter, anywhere. Hayoter gavoha be, can switch back and forth. Hachi gavoha, modern Hebrew. And I added to you, I added examples from biblical Hebrew. Yoter mikol banav, right? And hanava banashim. So hanava banashim falls into one of these formats, and yoter mikol banav in one of those formats. The seder?
Mm-hmm.
And at the meantime, I lost the note. Okay, so you help yourselves reading through, and then they gave you simple form of adjectives. So you can take these simple forms of adjectives and create other sentences. Yakar. Yakar is expensive or dear or, right, something dear to your heart. Katsar, short. 209, towards the end. Chacham. Right here, Lillian.
Oh, 209. Right here. Highlight.
Katsar, short, chacham, wise. Now, in comparative, when you compare things, it's either you play with yoter or pachot. Gavoha yoter or yoter gavoha. The order of words is not significant. Yakar pachot, pachot yakar. Okay? And then you need to use the prefix meh. Okay? That is a short particle of the word mean, and therefore it should follow the gesh forte, and when it's a lateral, there is a compensation, compensatory lengthening from me to me. Okay, ha'etz yoter gavoha mehabayit. Ha'etz gavoha yoter mehabayit. Okay?
So
210.
One more time, just that rule about strengthening the mem. Just from that.
No,
by me again.
It's not strengthening, it's compensatory lengthening.
Compensatory lengthening for.
The gesh forte, the me,
yeah. Is always followed by the gesh forte, unless the letter cannot take it, and then it slides back down. Thank you.
That's the lengthening.
Okay. It slides.
Why?
I think
I'm
going to do the slide on my
website. Look on the and now 210. Look on page 210. Ha'etz ha'gavoha v'ya'ar. We'll translate into?
Yeah. The tree that is biggest in the forest.
The tallest in the forest.
Yeah.
so the tallest tree in the forest, what about him? Ha'etz ha'gavoha
be'yoter ba'ya'ar. The tallest tree is, the tree is taller
no,
than...
No. The tallest tree in the forest.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right? You
yeah.
stick to this format of translation. It's
oh,
really important.
Oh, okay.
It is not a sentence.
Okay.
Yeah, in English, you have one form of doing it, EST.
Okay.
In Hebrew, we have four ways of doing it.
Okay.
Two of them are biblical.
Okay.
Okay?
So
usually it's the other way around.
Right. Usually there's a million ways in English.
Yeah.
Okay. Three. Ha'etz ha'yoter gavoha ba'ya'ar. Okay. Ha'etz hachi gavoha ba'ya'ar. And I promise you that the easiest one of them all to apply will be hachi. That's why it stuck. That's why it really stuck.
Okay,
from rabbinic Hebrew. Yeah.
So that's rabbinic.
Yeah.
So which ones are biblical?
The first one. Hanava Banashim is the equivalent of the form, of the first form. And
the third one too, right? Is that the biblical one?
Without Yotel. Anything that without the word Yotel will be biblical.
So Yotel is the most modern.
So they gave you only one, and we found two equivalents.
Yeah.
When number three, in my examples, Yotel Mikulam, even though they use Yoter as a comparative word, when you of all, it's a superlative of all, right? So, okay. So look at 2:10 at the bottom. You have a couple of Talmud to translate.
Yeah.
Talmud pieces to translate. Harbe Torah lamadati mi merabotai. So, a lot of Torah I learned from my teachers. Umechaverai yoter mehem.
I learned even more from my
friends.
Umitalmidai yoter mikulan.
And from my students, I learned even more.
More than all of them.
Right. Okay.
Right. I've learned the most. More than all of them. The most. Kol shehu talmid chacham, each who is a wise student, uvno talmid chacham,
and the child of the
wise student, and uven vno talmid chacham,
the grandchild as well,
and the son of his son is a wise student. Shuv again, ein haTorah poseket mizaro leolam.
It does not cease to go forward into the future generations. Shuv, return, in Torah.
Again. Shuv is translated into again.
Again.
Again, the Torah is not...
It says here, does not stop.
Ceasing from...
From the Zera, from the seeding,
preceding
the children.
Children, right? Preceding generation, following generations? Forever. So, how many generations for Rabbi so that it will never go away?
Three.
You need three generations for
it to last forever.
Until the wisdom is there.
So, Talmid Chacham refers to students who are studying Torah. Don't forget, we're in a Talmud in the Mishnah.
Mm-hmm.
Talmid Chacham is someone who's studying, otherwise, people didn't study.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So,
perpetual problem with religious schools.
Yeah, perpetual, mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes?
I'm not sure I understand the last line, what it means.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's okay. Maze maspik lehafik.
To cease, to stop.
To stop, right? So Torah doesn't stop from that man who has three generations of wise studying students. So Torah doesn't stop from his seed for the following generations to come. Forever. Again, a Torah doesn't stop from his seed forever and ever. One generation, he invested in Jewish studies. His son did. The son of the son did. then you invested for three generations. There is enough role modeling from one generation to the next. From now on, Torah will not stop from your family. You can expect that in each generation you will have, you know,
somebody.
Somebody to follow your footsteps. So could be others that will not, but who will be one in each generation to do that, to take responsibility? Okay. All right. Cool. So now let's see how it's all going to play in our story. But before, you know, before I'm not ready for a story yet, I want to check your homework. I'm not ready for a story yet. I need to. I've worked for a story.
So the story showed up this morning in our Bamidbar class. I brought this up.
You did?
Yeah. About the animal.
Cool. Very cool. All right. You were supposed to mark the wrong sentences, and that is a tricky exercise. 174.
We are skipping around here. 174?
Yeah, unit 7, right? You had
I don't think we did it.
We did it already. We checked it last time.
But there are 174.
I know
it was 174 to 175.
Emma?
Oh, yeah. I have it written in red.
We did. Yeah, so we checked it. It was the wrong sentence, but come on, you did the complete work?
He wasn't here the day we checked it. Yes, he wasn't here the day.
Yeah.
But there are other things we have checked.
All right, and some of you sent me the summary of the story. Thank you. Yeah.
Sorry.
It's okay. Whoever
not so
did,
well.
Did it. You got your feedback back.
Yeah.
What? There's other stuff we haven't yet done.
It's okay, yeah. We answered the questions. Am I correct? And we didn't answer the questions? Yes, we did.
Yes. Yes.
And 178, did we match the verbs?
No.
Yes,
we did.
Okay. Yes.
And then I gave everybody another chance to create if charts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? And learn the vocabulary on 182 and plug them in the groups.
Right.
We did those weeks ago.
And we did 185.
Did we do 184? Yes.
Yes, we did 84 and 85. 86.
That's just...
No. We didn't.
All right.
And we didn't do...
That's great.
Okay. Yes. All right.
Right,
so
that's where
we stopped. Here we go. 186.
Okay.
Hitchalti, ani hitchalti. Mi hiskamnu? Anachnu hiskamnu. Morida.
We're at the bottom.
Yeah, I'm not going to ask you to do this. I'm going to look at what you did here.
Okay.
And I see it in your work, so I know exactly what's going on.
Oh, this is just the adjective.
Yeah. I mean, verbs. Morida. Mi morida.
He
morida.
He
feminine singular, nekeva yichida, זה גם היא, גם את, וגם אני. כן? Feminine singular, nekeva yichida. תפריעי.
את?
את.
הלבשתן.
אתן.
אתן. אתן only. אתן הלבשתן. מכתיבות.
והי.
הן
אתן.
נכון, הן אתן אנחנו, נקבה נחגבה רבות. תגדילו.
אתם.
אתם.
אתם תגדילו. כן. הדליקו.
אתם.
הם או הן הדליקו. Past tense, third person, plural. הוציאה.
היא
הוציאה. נכון, היא הוציאה. מה השורש? What's the root? מה השורש?
יוד צדיק א'.
נכון. הצלחת.
את?
נכון, את הצלחת. ירגיש.
הוא
ירגיש, כן. הוא ירגיש. אוקיי. Everybody understands how the gerunds work in Giphy?
Yeah. I just have to look at it. Yes, there's two commits. The trick is two commits vowels at the end. That's the trick.
The kamats, kamats at the end?
Yeah.
That was a trick?
That was for me a trick.
Okay. So do you know how to put it in construct? What happens to that kamatz kamatz when you put it in construct?
I don't remember.
Last year we learned a story about the saving the souls. Do you remember the priest story?
Yes.
The root was Nun Sadi Lamed. What was it? What is the gerund for a verb of Nun Sadi Lamed?
Yud.
The gerund Unifi.
Nastala.
is ha'ala, right? Ha'chtava. But what happens to noons? Noons like to fall out. And if noon falls out,
you get a
yod. You can get a noon. A yod. The noon falls out, what happens? The ish four
can. But that you can't have one, so you need to.
So
you have to switch things.
So you get hatzala.
Hatzala.
Saving. And how do you say saving the souls? The priest hatzala.
Nefashot.
Hatzalat nefashot. So when we put gerunds that end up with kamatz hay, any noun in kamatz hay into construct, right? It becomes hatzalat. The hay becomes tav. The kamatz becomes a petach. Hatzalat nefashot.
Because that's the general rule for construct.
That's correct. Yeah. That's a general rule. I just need to make sure that you know that it's applied here. Okay? Hatzalat nefashot. Now, in mishehu nafal, how will I do that? Into a gerund? Can you feel?
Hafnalah. Hafla'ah.
Take your time.
Ha.
The noon falls out.
Need a digesh.
Hapala. Hapala is the dropping of the, or the falling of someone, right? So when a lady, when a girl is having a miscarriage, hapala.
But if you fall down, then the ice.
That's nefila. Right? Nefa'al also acts in pa'al, right?
Okay.
And then you drop and fall. So that's nefila. Right? Right? In pa'al, it's this one that uses, right? Also ends up with kamatz hay. So if I put samech peiresh in pa'al, how will I get, what would be the word?
Sefira.
Sefira. And how does the Omer count?
The
Sefer.
Sefer.
Sefer. Sefirat. Omer.
Sifrat.
Can you sort of explain again conceptually why in the Hebrew it means the falling of something?
Because in, think about that miscarriage.
No, but linking it to the meaning of the characteristics of Hebrew.
So Itzil doesn't really fall there, except you save somebody else's life, you know, Hatzalah. Why is the guard, the last guard is standing there? He's not standing there to save his own life, he's standing there to save others, right?
Transitive.
Hatzalah, Hamatzil, and then it would be, in the participle would be Matzil, right?
No.
Always positive.
I'm just trying to relate the Hebrew.
Yes.
To the,
yeah, but it's not always positive.
I know.
Okay?
It's not always positive, but.
So here is the rule again. If it was kamat hay, it becomes staff, and then hay becomes staff, and then it goes into construct. Seder? We had from shuv. Gerund in Hifil, how will I do that?
Hish. But the vav doesn't stay, right?
Yeah. No, right. What happens to the vav?
The vav turns into a yod, doesn't it?
It's an o.
Hashava.
Nachon, hashava. And from this, we had another story of returning of a loss. We had another mitzvah discussed last year, and we talked about Hashavat Avedah.
Mm-hmm. From the Vav Metzia.
Okay.
So when you decline your verbs and have Shem Pe'ula for me to check in each of the Gzarot, I want to see the charts. Okay? Mm-hmm. The chart should be always with the gerunds now. Okay. 188. המדריכים נתנו הדרכה טובה. רציתי להזמין את האורחים ושלחתי להם
הזמנה.
המורה הפסיק את השיעור והייתה לנו
הפסקה
ארוכה. קשה היה להחליט את
ההחלטה.
יופי. ההחלטה.
It's not it, what?
Okay. It has it in front. The last adjective or the modifier had hazot.
No, what I meant is it's et ha ha, but why?
Why is it not he ha?
Why is it not he ha? Why? Oh, then
you guys,
under
you
the
guys
first,
when?
Under the
okay, okay.
That was my question.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because there's two pataps?
Right, that's.
Okay. Ha is the basic.
Right.
Right? With the gesh for him, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
The other two is when it's longer or when it's he.
But it's
yeah.
The.
Hold on. This is all the.
Oh, that's the rule. Okay.
Yeah?
Sorry.
These are the rules.
Yeah.
Okay. The rule to lengthen for compensant or lengthening is only when it's added resh or ayin. When it's not commands. Okay? So, ha-adam ha-rishon. Okay? Rosh ha-ir. Okay? The ha will lengthen, compensatory lengthening,
mm-hmm.
when it comes before aleph or resh.
The ha, that means the, not the ha.
The o means the.
Oh, you mean this ha is actually a va? No, there's two, aren't there two heys in this word?
The gerund itself
has a hey.
Is hachlata. And
then
you were supposed to write
to put another.
Ha hachlata.
Right, that's what I'm getting.
You needed that. But you asked me why it's not the hachlata.
Correct. And that's
so now I'm
giving
you the rules.
Okay.
Yes? Somebody else asked me that today, so I'm explaining the rules again. The rules of changing the basic vowel, patach, depends on the guttural that follows it.
Okay.
Aleph resh always lengthens. Ayin only when it's not kamatz.
Only when it's under.
Not kamatz.
Not kamatz under it.
Okay.
And I gave you the examples. Ha'adam ha'rishon. You see lengthening of the heys and no dagesh forte in aleph or resh. And then rosh ha'ir, right? The mayor. Okay. Now. Hey. Okay, ha will become he when it comes before he with the kamatz, chet with the kamatz, or ayin with the kamatz. These are the three conditions. Otherwise, it will stay ha without compensation.
Without?
Without compensation, because the gesh forte will never come in a guttural. So it will stay ha. In all the other occasions, these are the only conditions. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and a half.
But you said in this one, number 3.
So now the word is hachlata. Look at this.
Uh-huh.
Is this word hachlata that starts with hey patach follows here?
No, but there's no degesh.
Does it follow here?
No, but there's no degesh forte.
And there will not be the degesh forte.
So it's not only, sorry, this is simple-minded.
So there is not always compensation for the loss of the dagesh forte. That's correct. There isn't always. But here's the trick. Aleph and resh, always compensation. Ayin,
sometimes.
Chet, almost never.
But it is right down there.
But only with the kamatz.
Okay, I get it. Thank you.
So chacham. So chacham has the kamatz.
Here is your.
So we would say.
Thank you. And then we say Hillel Hechacham. And then on Yom Kippur we say Hineni Heani Mima'as. Yes?
Well, this is funny because I wrote this question in my homework that I wanted to review
to
this.
Go over.
So,
good.
I never know.
Everybody's in the
just
same.
To reiterate, up at the top, always when it's Aleph or Resh.
So, over Aleph and Resh, always compensation everywhere across the board.
Okay. So, I think what's confusing about our example is that it sounds like we're repeating the word the
ha.
Twice.
Right, but
yeah.
It's,
yeah.
Not,
it's not,
right?
It's
yeah.
Not.
No, because
it's not
this hay belongs to the binyan.
Yeah.
That this haze belongs to the gerund of the binyan, and this
oh,
the
okay,
yeah, yeah,
and
okay.
This is the da.
Okay, thank you.
And that's a chet, so it's connected
yeah.
There.
Yeah, okay.
So
yeah.
People who confuse hay and
so,
chet feel like they have three haze.
See, in my mind, I had a simple and wrong rule that two haze, one of them, maybe they have,
okay.
Have different vowels.
Okay,
but that's
so now you know.
So that
when
is
the
comes. A hay, whatever, when it is followed by those three examples.
Yes.
Now, will you pronounce that word?
Ha-ha-chlata. 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 Okay? Ha-ha-chlata. Okay? Okay. Arba. Hem lo ratzu lehaskim al...
Haskamas.
What about ha'ele?
Oops.
What? You have ha'ele after that.
Ha'haskamot.
Ha'ele. These agreements.
So it's kamats.
Haskamot.
No, I mean patat.
That's the
haskamot.
In the front. Ha'haskamah.
Yes.
No, there's no two.
Hold on.
It's so bad if we didn't know what we're asking.
But isn't
no,
there
the
a lot of hay in front of that?
Yes, ha has kamo ha ele.
That's
right, because ha ele. Ha has kamo.
Ha ele. This is so automatic for you. You don't even understand
what
we're
asking. No, I do understand. I do completely understand.
Okay, but it's ha ele. Where is it?
Number four.
It's right there. Circle that ha ele. I'm getting.
Okay, the ha. No, no, but I'm fitting into that role. I got it. No, I
so
don't.
Is this it's ha haskamot?
Okay.
Ha ele because it's
a. Oh, because it's a ha.
That is a.
Ha ele because it's definite.
No, that I understand. I'm just talking about the nekudot that are bothering.
To.
We all have our own issues.
So I didn't get this one. I don't
who,
think.
Okay. Who hishpia aleha ve...
Hashba'a. Hashba'a.
Now you had shelo.
Ha'alaha.
Oh, no.
Ha'alaha. Ha'hashba'a shelo haita ra'a.
Where did I put the different verb in there?
So.
Can you write? That's my issue.
Here, you need an eraser?
No, I found it.
Okay.
So,
who ishpia aleha? He influenced her,
for
and his influence was bad. Ve'ha'hashpa'a shelo hayta ra'a. And you understand now why Israelis are lazy in their efforts of pronouncing it correctly. Ha'hashpa'a shela. Hashpa'a. And they swallow one, and it doesn't sound.
So, what I'm seeing is a difference between the first. Two or three,
mm-hmm.
And these last three, it's that it's not a definite.
The first three are.
The first three are not.
Yeah.
Right.
You,
and
you can tell exactly
the
has after it.
So hazot, ha'ela, or ze, or zot, or et, all make it definite.
Ha, hazot, and ha'ele, and shelo, possessive, makes it, yes,
okay.
Make it
that's
definite.
Hazot,
ha'ele,
ha'ele,
אין שלו. הזאת, האלה אין שלו.
או שלנו או שלנו.
Of course, של.
Whoever,
של. Possessive, we'll make it.
Possessive.
Okay. The Nikudim for the Ahashpa'a, is it...
פתח, פתח. שווה. רצינו להפסיק.
אותה.
יפה. Only אותה goes there. רצינו להפסיק אותה. We want to stop her. המדריכה השגיחה.
Looked
after.
עלינו.
You don't have Aleinu, you have Aleihem, but that's okay.
Yeah. Oh, well, I...
she looked after us, after them.
But Aleihem.
Right, Aleihem. And tell me, what is it called in a kosher kitchen, in a public restaurant, in a kosher restaurant?
You need
a mashgiach is the participle of Hifi, right?
Right.
Who hishgiach, veham mashgiach. Looking after the kosherness of the place, so they don't eat meat and milk. Okay? Ha'even nafla
b'sheket.
B'sheket.
Or how about
aleihem? Ha'even nafla aleihem. Absolutely, they took a hike and it fell on them. Okay? Okay? Here you have more than one option. Ani hitkasharti
imahem.
Could it be also ota?
Ota lo. Hitkasharti, you connected with someone. Asur linsoa
imahem.
Imahem.
You're prevented from traveling with
or
them.
Or asur linsoa
ito.
Ito, right? Okay. Imahem or ito. Kvar hechlatnu.
This is our ota.
B'sheket.
Okay, we already decided quietly. What else can it be? Okay. כבר החלטנו איתו, we decided with him, החלטנו עמהם, we decided with him, with them. בסדר. אוקיי. אוקיי, there is a dialogue on 189. מי רוצה להיות שרה? מי? 189. מי שרה?
אני שרה.
אוקיי, מי רינה? אני דרינה.
189.
אני דשרה ורינה.
רינה.
מי רינה? אוקיי, רינה, בבקשה.
שלום רינה, איך את מרגישה?
מצוין. אני לא אוהבת.
לא.
אני לא עובדת. אני לא עובדת. יש שביתה.
מתי הפסקת על העבוד?
אתמול. השביתה התחילה אתמול בבוקר.
כמה זמן תשבחו, תו?
אני לא יודעת. אם הבעלים יסכימו לדרישות שלנו נחזור לעבודה.
מה דרשתם?
אנחנו דורשים לספר דברים.
אנחנו דורשים מספר דברים.
אנחנו דורשים מספר דברים. הלאה. כשנתחיל לעבוד בתשע בבוקר, ונפסיק בארבע, עם שתי הפסקות. בית. שיוסיפו לנו 100 שקלים לשעה. גימל. שיורידו את המחיר של הארוחות במסעדה.
המחיר.
It depends on the Itanusach. The Deshforte?
Okay, okay.
Yeah. Well, what does it say?
There is tendency among Torah readers to silent among Baal Shva after ha, ufshoch becha ufkumecha, after mm-hmm. particles. Mm-hmm. So they make them hovering. Mm-hmm. Yes? Mm-hmm. And other ethnic groups, I told you that every dagesh forte is a dagesh forte. Mm. So dagesh forte with the mo bal shva is
hamechir.
Hamechir.
Okay.
So what did I say?
You said hamechir, and she said hamechir, and I said it's a nusach, okay?
Okay. Yeah. Oh, I got it. Atem mevakshim lechosif harbe ulhorid harbe harba harbe. Nachon.
אנחנו מבקשים רק מספר דברים.
ואם תצליחו, מתי תתחילו לעבוד?
החלטנו להתחיל ברגע שיהיה הסכם.
בהצלחה להתראות.
מה זה שביתה בעברית, לא באנגלית? מה זה שביתה בעברית? בעברית. מה זה שביתה? לא באנגלית, בעברית.
בעברית.
תסתכלו בטקסט, יש מילים לעזור. מה זה שביתה?
הפסיק לעבוד.
הפסקה בעבודה.
הפסקה.
אנשים בוחרים להפסיק או שהם אומרים להם להפסיק?
אומרים להפסיק.
אומרים להם להפסיק? מי אומר להם להפסיק? המנהלים? הבעלים?
לא, לא, הבעלים לא רצה.
לא רוצים.
האנשים להפסיק עבודה.
שהאנשים יפסיקו
עבודה.
את העבודה.
כן.
הבעלים, the owners, הבעלים לא רוצים שהאנשים יפסיקו את העבודה. כן? הם לא רוצים שהאנשים יפסיקו את העבודה. כן? אבל הפועלים, העובדים, רוצים להפסיק. את העבודה. למה? או מדוע הם?
הם רוצים שקלים רבים.
הם רוצים עוד כסף, נכון? מה עוד הם רוצים? הם רוצים לעבוד. הם רוצים לעבוד פחות.
פחות.
רוצים לעבוד, נכון? רוצים, is an helping verb, an infinitive. הם רוצים לעבוד פחות, מה? פחות שעות. נכון? פחות שעות ביום. נכון? Less hours in a day, כן? מה עוד? עוד משהו אחד. מה עוד הם רוצים? הם רוצים עוד כסף. הם רוצים פחות שעות ביום.
הארוחות, אגב.
כן,
יותר יקר.
אוקיי, אז הארוחות במסעדה עכשיו יקרות, והם רוצים לשלם פחות כסף על הארוחות. אוקיי. לשלם. נכון? לשלם עם פיאל. גם השם שבת ביום שבת?
כן, השם שבת.
השם שבת. It's the same root, אותו שורש. God also strike.
Yes,
on Shabbat. Oh. It's the same root. Shvita, strike. Hashem Shabbat,
ולכן זאת הסיבה שיש שבת.
כי אדמה לא
ינפש.
כן, שבת וינפש, שבת וינפש, שבת וינפש, שבת. כן?
כן, כן, אנחנו עושים צלם אלוהים.
אנחנו עושים דברים בצלם אלוהים. לא כולם. אוקיי. לא כולם. אוקיי, תודה רבה. ואיך אומרים owners?
What's your question?
Owners.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Be'alim. We learned another phrase a long time ago. Do you remember? One friend came to visit for Shabbat. Another friend, and he gave the owner of the hotel his money for Shabbat, and then they had to go to the rabbi, and the rabbi sent a witness, and it was the tree.
Yeah.
Right?
Is it chonet? Something about chonet? No. Like a store?
It's from Be'alim. Be'alim is a generalization of Ba'al.
Ba'al, master.
Master, right. So, Ba'al.
And Gak, of course.
So, Ba'al Habayit.
The husband.
Ba'al alone is a husband, right? He's the owner of something. Ba'al Habayit. Ba'al Habayit. Ba'al Hachanut, right?
Ba'al Tshuva?
Ba'al Tshuva. Ba'al Tshuva. But when you say owners of property, you can just do Be'alim.
Oh, Be'alim, okay.
Ha-Be'alim. When you say Ha-Be'alim, it's kind of an agreement that it's owners of property. Said him?
It's owners of the return. Owners that will return to Shuva?
Ba'al Tshuva is the owner of the return.
Of the returning.
Right, and the shuva is an answer, but it's also right. Return. The returning, right, from shuv to go back.
Owner
of the store. Remember that we had in one of the midrashim we read.
Yeah,
but so you'd be unlikely to use baal alone unless you meant
a husband.
Use baal for
baal alone, husband.
Baal habayit is also
baal habayit
is the owner.
So then you will say be'alim.
Ba'al Habayit is the husband.
No.
Ba'al
Habayit is the owner of the house.
Owner of the
you
house.
May rent from him. Okay. If you're a landlord, right? That's Ba'al Habayit. Except, you know, it doesn't matter. It's a joke.
I'm thinking of a Yiddish word, balabusta.
Balabusta. What's balabusta?
It's the one who forces things to go through. Usually a woman,
A woman of deeds, the owner of deeds, right? The busta, balabusta. Ba'alat habayit. Ba'alat habayit. Ba'alabusta. Ba'alat habayit. Pay attention, they took ba'al, and for just that alone, the female mistress of the house is ba'alat habayit. It's interesting how they do ba'ala, because otherwise, you know, ba'al is a husband. Ba'alat habayit is also the owner of the house, and ba'alabusta is ba'alat habayit.
Interesting.
And it's in Yiddish a term for a woman
strong
who does it all.
Yeah, a woman
who does it all.
Does it all.
Does it all. Like working out of the house, in the house is always sparkling, food is always on the table,
right,
laundry
right.
is always folded meticulously, aren't in the cabinets. Those days.
Perfect and above average.
And the kids are perfect and above average, right? That's a ballad list. Okay. Did we learn the poem Hakeves HaShishasar?
We did. I mean, I've got it.
We didn't. When you're trying to go to sleep and your thoughts wander, what do you do to fall asleep? If you don't mind sharing. If your thoughts are wandering and you really know that you need to sleep, you have a full day the next day. If you don't mind sharing, what is it that you do? Or what was it when you were little that you did?
I designed and furnished houses.
You designed furnished
houses? Oh, in English?
Just say whatever it is that you do.
Lately I imagine I'm
dancing ballet steps on my roof.
And it taps at the first lady.
He's
making it up.
I don't dance ballet. But so
that's interesting. It makes you tired and you fall asleep. Interesting. I just get up and read. You can get what I do.
Just some push-ups.
You do get up and do push-ups. I used to do that.
No, I do that.
And now I'm reading. I'm just simply thinking.
I just take 10 deep breaths. I'm gone.
She's counting the breaths. You're the only one that didn't share.
Take deep breaths.
I make my husband flip over.
You get up and read.
I do a lot of things. I do a lot of things. She's usually snoring or something.
God told Abraham, Lech Lecha. And this phrase, like the addition of le after a verb, go do it to yourself, go do it to someone, is a structure in the Bible, that in Biblical Hebrew, that we repeat in our days in such funny ways that when people need to translate it, they do not know what to do with it. So, and you know that Rashi himself struggled with the translation of that phrase, Lech Lecha.
Right.
What, and not only him, after him there were commentaries about what does it really mean, Lecha? Or go to yourself, go for, what does it really mean, Lecha? Okay? But that alone, today when we say, go wander to yourself and come back after a while. Okay? Go, you know. Go do something for yourself. That's the implication of the repetition of that lecha, or when we plug in lecha after the verb. Okay, in this poem, it's the same. We're going to have a couple of those usages. Mm-hmm. So try to pick them up. I'm not going to tell you where they are. Did I? Guys, I haven't gotten reading from all of them. I don't know what to do about that.
Ideally, would you like it every week?
Yes.
You mean a file?
I need
a file?
To realize every...
A file?
I have a file of each one of you. And if I don't have your readings weekly or every other week, I cannot assess, and you cannot ask me for help afterwards if I don't have any.
Wait, Stephanie, you talk about an audio file to send you every week?
Yes.
I didn't know we had to do
that. You have
week.
To do it every week, otherwise I do not have assurance that you're practicing out loud.
But
and I don't have assurance that you're practicing without vowels.
But you want it read without vowels.
Yes, I want you to practice with vowels, so the words are, you know, are not confusing you.
It's when I was reading, doing this thing, one reason I went slowly is because I...
Translate simultaneously.
Well, no, I have really trouble saying the word because I don't understand what it means.
Okay.
Yes.
That's not exactly translating. That's I want to understand it.
Okay.
But
that's fine. That's a good practice. So when you are practicing for a reading test, is you're
well,
trying to get perfection. That's
everything.
Right. Exactly.
But like kids who learn, I never went to Hebrew school. But, I mean, they learn how to read really fast just by rote, which
yes,
I
just
can't do, apparently.
No, I don't want you to do that. That's not the meaning of this course. The meaning of the course is that the tools that you're building are helping you later on to write your own stories and speak. And yes, you do. You do every week. What are you telling me? Okay.
But
kshe, remember that structure kshe instead of kaasher, biblical kaasher? Kshe'ani lo matzliach lehiradim umachshavot yotzot venichnasot. Ani yoshev al hamita sheli ve, you will not believe it, sofer kvasim. And for a joke, velifamim gam kvasot. Lambs, sheep.
Yeah.
He sits there and he counts sheep. And sheep are clouds. You know how we used to tell kids here? Just imagine clouds and count the clouds, right? Yeah. They were told on the kibbutz to count sheep.
Well, that's a tradition here.
To count sheep or count clouds?
Sheep, counting sheep. We don't
really?
Count clouds. We
I thought you
count
clouds.
Sheep.
Okay.
We count sheep. I mean, I don't, but that's the thing.
Okay.
So this is the word I couldn't figure out.
Keves.
Amin.
Lifamim?
Sometimes.
Pa'am is one time. Pe'amim
many times. Pa'amayim, two times, right? Lifamim, sometimes. Now I collected, now you see, you've learned all this little by little. I took you all the way from book one when you saw pa'am, pa'am achat there, to pe'amim later on in book two, and now book three, lifamim. Okay, so, as hu yoshev al amita v'sofer kvasim. And for the joke, he says, v'lifamim gam kvasot. God forbid he would offend him. Ha'eder, the flock, over me'al l'roshi, v'ne'elam li me'achorei hagav. Okay? V'chol keves she'over, דומה בדיוק לכבש שעבר פה לפניו. כבש ראשון וכבש שני, כבש שלישי ורביעי, כדורים של צמר, כולם דומים. עוברים כבש שמיני וכבש תשיעי, אך אבל כשמגיע הכבש השישה עשר, אני יודע שהוא יעצור ויסתובב לי בחדר, ואני מבין שהכבש הזה יישאר ואין לו עניין להמשיך עם העדר. אני לוחש לו, נו, כבש, זוז, תן פעם לספור את כולם. Let once to count them all. אבל הוא לא זז. הוא בדרך כלל הכבש שאיתו אני נרדם. How many does he count before he falls asleep?
Six.
Very good. 16. 16. How do we say the 16th sheep?
Ooh.
Very good. Now, you learn numbers, feminine and masculine. I want you to tell me what are the ordinal numbers in here.
Quite a few.
What numbers?
Before Revi'i. How do you say first?
Rishon.
Rishon, like Sunday, Yom Rishon, the days of the week, Sheni, Shishi, Chamishi, Shishi, Shvi'i, not Teshvi'i, Shvi'i, Shmini, like Shemini, right, like the Parsha, Shmini, Ve'chi'i, right? And then he goes on and on. Asiri, it will be Asiri from Esther. Okay, Asiri the 10th. And then it's going to go Ha'achadasar, if it's masculine. Shneimasar, Shloshasar, Arba'asar, Chamishasar, Shishasar. Hakeves, Hashishasar is the 16th sheep.
What
did
you say?
The 16th.
Yes. So it's
Hashishasar.
Because it's 16.
That's right. When it gets to the teens, you go back to masculine or feminine, regular numbers.
Because we would say the 16th, but they don't.
Nope, we don't have the H.
Now, what about the 66th sheep? It's a long time for me to
follow. So now you follow. Sheep is kevis, the whole masculine. So shishim ve?
Shishim ve shesh.
Rishash is feminine. We have masculine.
Hashishim.
Hakevet hashishim v'shisha.
But you don't do sixth in that.
But that's how you do it. See?
No, but I mean you don't do shishi.
No?
when it's 66.
No, well, not tashishim, but shishi.
How do you say? That's what I mean.
You do not say
tashishim
and shishi.
It's only in the first 10 that you do that.
That's correct. So you have all the ordinal numbers between 1 and 10 right here in this poem. Ordinal numbers. Roshon, Sheni, Shlishi, Revi'i, Chamishi, Shishi. Easy, because it's the same as the days of the week. Shvi'i, like the Aliyah. Vayom HaShvi'i, Shabbat, V'yinefash. You have that in the Kiddush. Shmini is the Parsha, right? So you're left with Chi'i, Teisha, Teshi'i, and Eser, Asiri. So that's really ordinal numbers.
I have another question. Can you explain what makes this a poem, or something about the structure?
This is a modern postmodernism.
So it's just
evident. Does it have any logic in English? Postmodernism.
Same here. Okay.
Well, yeah.
It's freestyle. Yeah, he has some rhymes. Okay,
but
come and go. What are the rhymes? Which one? Ah, but wait a minute.
Internal.
Yes.
Rhymes. That's not. I mean,
it's
that's how Hebrew poetry is. It's
not. Well, some.
So he has it, I agree. So he has 2-4. 2-4. Not 1-3, but he has 2-4. 2-4 in each. And then it changes. It has 1-2 and 5-6.
What?
It's inconsistent. And then he has three in a row.
Yeah.
Okay. But no consistency.
Yeah. Consecutive too.
But like biblical poetry is not rhyming. At the
no,
end,
but
the way
biblical poetry
is different.
Has other things,
as
has cross the equal parts.
Yes,
right.
Yeah.
It's different structural.
Right. Absolutely. So postmodernism is not
poetry. Well, I think actually the title is a beautiful kind of poetry because it's hakeves. Shisha,
a son. He has a sin and a shin and a sin.
So it's alliterated.
Sin, shin,
yeah.
Sin.
Yeah.
That's cute. So you didn't tell me where you found the structure like Lech Lecha.
Ah.
I don't know.
Hold on.
Oh.
I forgot that.
Okay, so now read it to yourselves and find me that structure like Lech Lecha. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So you need a verb and...
Well, is it Tel Pa'am?
In line
19.
In 19, what do you have?
Nu
Lochesh lo, as I whispered to him. That's okay.
How about 20, though? Tempa amlis for.
Give me a chance, one chance to count all of them.
All right.
Don't get stuck in my room.
Lech leha. Ne'alam li.
Nachon, ne'alam li.
Line
6. Ne'alam li disappeared to me.
Yeah.
From behind my back. He could have easily said that the flock just disappeared behind my back. Why did he say disappeared to me? Right? So have you ever read a book and you love a book for a day and you're going crazy searching? So in Israel we say ne'alam li asafer. Why do I need to say li? Right? It's an emphasis. Ne'alam li asafer. Right? So, ne'elam li me'achore agab. Okay?
Yeah.
One more.
Yistovev.
Nachon, yistovev li.
Where is that?
Line 16.
Nachon. 6 and 16. You have that form by
Alex. Yeah, the same. And like, what I remember from being in Israel, ko'ev li ha'rosh.
Ko'ev li ha'rosh. Ko'evet li ha'beten. Right? The template of I have a headache.
Something hurts to me.
Yesh li ke'ev rosh. Right? In Hebrew, you say ko'evet li ha'beten. So koevet abeten, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, understand that? Cute, huh?
Okay.
All right.
Which is they're not called reflexive verbs. That's not called reflexive, is it?
No.
In French,
it would be. This is a style. This is a biblical style.
that started in Lech Lecha in Genesis, so old, it's ancient Canaanite, all the way to
today.
Oh, so
this is why I keep saying,
wow. Rosh is a biblical sign, because
the usage of the doubling, the le, after a verb, or the emphasis there, is a biblical phenomenon.
So Bayit Shali, the way I always say
that's
that.
Something else. Bayit Shali is a bayit. It's possessive. It's
oh,
different.
That's something
pay
else.
Attention to the difference.
Because this is a verb.
A verb
to you. Verb to me.
So those are nouns.
Okay, so you might say, achalti li, I would eat.
Nachon, achalti li, ken achalti li.
You wouldn't, but okay.
You do. But there are certain things, like there are certain phrases that you use now.
But you,
okay, it's like saying that, exactly.
Okay.
But you wouldn't...
But I went to Tel Aviv, ve'achalti li ize pizza, ve'erev achalti li ize falafel. Yeah, people occasionally, yeah, casually would say that.
Would you ever say, my head hurts? You wouldn't say it that way, right?
But yeah, in Israel, it's like, ko'ev li
arosh. I mean, I learned that there, but not my head hurts.
Nachon. Arosh ko'ev li, my head hurts.
That's
it's if you said the head is hurting.
It's hurting me.
But the thing in Hebrew, the template is different.
That's what I mean.
We talked about the difference in templates.
Right. That, and in French, this is my in French. That's a reflexive verb, but you don't call that. Anymore,
no.
So forget that whole comparison.
Right now, I'm cold. You say I'm
Carly.
Carly. Again, a different template.
Cold.
I have.
Yeshli.
Right.
Yeshli.
It's a different template. Remember.
Yeah. Tenly.
It's like there is
tenly.
To me. But tenly, give
yes.
me, that's a different,
that's
fine.
Just, that's
because it's natan, the verb natan requires a preposition le.
Ah, okay.
That's
so
different.
When you say tenly, you're using a verb in order form with to whom, which
right.
is fine.
Okay.
You understand
okay.
the difference? Okay. 191, Aleph is a tricky exercise.
It is a tricky exercise,
oh,
yes.
It's really essential because this is where. Yes, where you apply all
everything.
The
arguments.
And we could have discussions of why we think
this. That's true. So the first one.
Yes.
I chose a Shemira.
Maskimim? Kula maskimim? Ken?
No, I chose
Shemira.
But what I chose, I chose Nismor, because it was plural. Is the
no.
only
in zero you have Nishmo?
I
okay, but let's
Shemira.
Look at that. Why did you pick Shemira?
Because it was a P, not a
P-A.
Pa'al.
Wait, because it's Pa'al?
They're all Pa'al. All the verbs there are Pa'al. But
that won't work then.
So because it was a gerund, is that why?
Yes, and what happens to the rest
that's
of the verbs?
Thank you.
Shomer, Shamarti, Nishmo are regular
yeah,
conjugation of the regular verbs.
Shmira
is the gerund, it's
gerund.
Just a noun.
Right.
So I can't get away with
it. I thought about this 2 weeks ago. I have no idea why I did
sorry.
Write it down.
Inventing. Okay. The Ephes. Ma be'echad?
Nechaber?
Okay, but what is the okay?
Colon.
Machberet is a noun. What are the others?
And the verb tenses, aren't they?
Tell us what they are. Tell us mechaber. What is ha mechaber? What is that?
Oh, maybe it's the.
Colon.
What does it mean?
You tell me.
I don't know what's
so Machberet is a book, right?
Machberet is a notebook.
A notebook, right.
That's a Hamechaber.
The note?
No.
It's passive.
The note?
What's Lechaber, first of all? Mazel Lechaber?
To write down?
In PL, Chiber. To compose, to put two things together as friends, two words together as friends. You are composing a composition, you are composing a piece of music, and you are composing just a piece of literature. Okay? Ha-mechaber then becomes the participle, the composer. Okay? Chiburim is plural of chibur, which is a
ruling,
gerund, which is a composing, mm-hmm.
composition.
In literature, you know when you have composition class?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you write compositions.
I see.
Nechaber is
future.
We will,
yeah.
Right? So the other three, all these three are verb forms between participle, gerunds in plural and a conjugation in the future, you go to machberet and you say, wait a minute, machberet is from the noun side.
Okay.
So here is my tree. This side is all verbs, and machberet is sitting on this leaf.
So
it doesn't belong.
That's the noun.
It belongs to the same root, but it's the noun. Yes, it's a pure
right.
noun.
Right.
You'll tell me, but a gerund is a noun, and say, yes, but a gerund
so
is an automatic form of the verb.
Yeah, yeah.
Nachon? So machberet was right, but you need it with that feeling, with that understanding. And that is 50%. Stein.
Ikatav 10. It's the weird one.
Ken, as ma lama.
Which one do you want?
The second one. Hitkatav.
Jen claims that hitkatavtem is the exception.
Yes,
you do. Atamaskim.
I didn't think so, but
what did you pick?
I picked Hachtava as a gerund. Now, as a noun,
yeah.
As a gerund, the same thing. But that's not right.
But what about Michtava and
Michtava? That's not right.
No, I don't mind. Just tell me. Wait a minute.
No,
I need you.
No, Michtava is not a verb.
Nachon.
Firm because of the peak and the hay. Nachon. So I don't know.
Okay,
why
so Jen and Michael, tell me please, why did you pick that form to be the exception?
The Sipayel versus the other ones, which are PL forms.
Actually,
yeah.
Hit Katavtem is Hit Pael, but not all of the other forms are PL.
Right. I did it because they were the pronoun forms are in, so you've got the ich, the tem, and
right.
the va
mm-hmm.
are all pronoun, are all the, you know, atem, atem, ata, whatever those words are. So
they are all declined.
That's okay. Say it that way.
But hachtava is not.
It wasn't.
So why did you pick it katavtem?
Oh, I see. So I'm disagreeing with my own self.
Yes, you did.
Sorry, never mind.
It's always important to write your logic. Emma,
right.
what did you pick?
Right. I chose michtavek.
Why?
Because I didn't think it was a verb.
And michtava is?
Well.
What's michtav?
Michtav is a letter, right?
Nachon. So michtavech, and you know how to decline nouns. Michtavech is your
letter.
Feminine.
Right.
Michtava, with a pick in the hay,
is
her letter.
That's what I was talking about.
Right?
Yeah. Okay.
And then what?
Hachtava.
Hachtava is a dictation, right?
Right.
It's a gerund.
That is
true,
the gerund.
But it is a noun.
So that's the only verb. That's why.
And
yeah.
right.
So
and hitkataftem is the only verb.
Okay.
It's simply the only verb. All the rest are nouns or useless
yeah.
nouns. Okay?
Then I was, okay, so we were right. We just didn't know why.
50%. Shalosh.
Okay.
No, but that means that you're sensitive to the language now. You have the sensitivities,
yeah.
but you do not always process the reasoning. And reasoning is really important. Because what happens, why is reasoning important, is when you sit down and need to make choices of words, this is the time you're going to have to think what
yeah.
are you picking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes?
And how do you create?
It's terribly important because otherwise you won't pass your SATs.
The SATs are built on that too. Shalosh. Maba Shalosh.
I didn't get this one. Where did Mishtagat?
Mishtagat.
Mishtagat.
But why?
Because it ends in a top.
Anybody got something else?
Well, I have no faith in this. For some reason, I put Mishugaim because it was a noun, but I don't.
Mishugaim is an adjective.
Adjective.
Right.
Crazy.
Maybe that's
and a noun because it's a participle.
Right, but it's a noun too, right? I don't know why.
And Mishtagat is also participle.
So.
And Shigaon is a noun. But what is the root? Shin. Gimel, Ein.
Right.
Shigaon, Shin Gimel Ein, craziness.
Yeah.
Mishtagat, she's going crazy. Shin Gimel Ein. Meshugaim, the crazy are going crazy. Shin Gimel Ein. But what about Gashum?
It is
yeah.
not.
Geshem, Misham.
No, it's raining.
Rainy.
Right.
Rainy
yeah.
day.
Right.
Yom Gashum.
Oh, okay. So nice.
So the root is Gimel Shin Mem, it's a.
Yeah.
It's the Pa'ul. The Beinoni Pa'ul, the passive participle in Pa'ul, we're going to learn about it soon.
Okay. What about four?
Matsanu.
So why motzi, Emma?
Because it's not from the same root and it's a peyut.
Very good. Motzi.
I said because it was singular, but that was pathetic.
Motzi lechem. I mean, it could be. It's not pathetic. It's also the singular.
So which one is it?
It's a different.
Motzi lechem. It happened to be the singular. It's the only singular. But there is a more sophisticated analysis. That is Yod Tzadi Aleph of Hifil, while the rest of them are Mem Tzadi Aleph.
Right,
the Aleph is silent. You can see it.
Sir?
Hamotzi.
The last one, Motzi.
So the rest are Mem Tzadi?
Right here, the last one's only Yod Tzadi.
That's right. In Matzanu, Anachnu Matzanu, we found Mem Tzadi Aleph. Him Tzetem, you invented Mem Tzadi Aleph. Mamtziim, the inventors, Mem Tzadi Aleph. Yeah, they're inventing. And Hamotzi is Yod Tzadi Aleph. That's how we have O there.
Yeah, right.
Hotzi in Hifil. Chamesh. Why?
It's the only one Hifil.
Because it's.
It's not Hifil, you mean?
I mean, he's Pael.
It's not Hifil.
He's Pael, Jira.
Okay.
The rest are gods, the rest are feminine.
What are the rest? What are the rest?
They're a Pael.
No, they're not Pael.
No, they're feminine.
They are feminine, but
they're gerunds.
They're gerunds of what, Binyan?
Of the Hifil.
Nachon, they're all the other three are gerunds of Hifil. Hit Nahagut is a gerund of Hitpael. But there is another possibility. Anybody pick Tachtavot? No? Because Hazmana is singular, Hachlata is singular, Nahagut is singular,
but
Tachtavot is plural.
Okay.
So there are two levels of analysis.
Okay.
One simple, singular, plural. The other one is the Binyanim.
So what other Binyan did you say those all were?
Hifil. The other ones are
really Hifil
except
Hazmanah, Hachlata, Hachtavot are all gerunds of Hifil. Vidnagud is the only one Hifil. Shesh. I'll be honest that it took me time to do this exercise.
Back
then.
Hashpa'ot.
Hashpa'ot.
Nachon. Lama.
The others are all.
Gerunds PL. Nachon. Chidush. Sipurim. Chibur are all gerunds of PL. Singular or plural. But hashpa'ot, gerund of what? Nachon? Hifil. You see, Jen?
Yeah. Gerund.
Hashpa'ot is the plural of hifil, gerund.
The first ones are all gerunds of pa'al. Right?
P-L.
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 Yeah.
Kiddush.
Yeah.
Sipur. Sheva.
Simla.
Lama.
This one I didn't know.
Because it's not a shin. Everything else has a shin in it.
That's funny.
It's, well,
that's right. She's right. She's right. Even if you don't care that simla is a noun, there is a sin, and the rest of them have shin.
But the others are all.
And the other ones are also shin lamed mem root, and this is simla. Okay, simla
is. It's so funny because my sister and I used to make our dresses holy. And so you could say they just, that little dot migrated on simla.
Very cute.
But the others are all verbs, aren't they?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, they're all verbs, and this is the only noun. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Except also hishtalmud is a gerund. In German, it's just a noun.
Right.
So, okay, shmone.
Hivtachti.
Why did you pick Iftachti? Those who picked Iftachti, why did you pick Iftachti? There is more than one answer.
Because the others are not verbs.
I agree.
They're not verbs, did you say?
Yeah.
They are not pure verbs. I mean, they are gerunds that are used as nouns.
They're kind of like adverbs.
No, like no, 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 in past tense. All the rest are from the same root, either nouns or gerunds that use this noun. So, bitachon is security, and bituach is insurance, and haftacha is a promise. All from the same root. Promise.
Oh, see, I translated bitachon as certainly, not certainty.
No,
certainty.
No, it's security. It's bitachon. A bitachon בהיברו קולג', כן, הביטחון באוניברסיטה העברית חזק מאוד. כן, הביטחון, מערכת, שר הביטחון.
לא, ביטוח, you said.
ביטוח is insurance, car insurance, house insurance. הבטחה is a promise.
It is, so בטח. בטח is the same.
Security, yes.
Does the meaning change?
בטח is of course.
בטח.
Sorry, yes.
Does the meaning change if you get, if you change the best to a vet? I've also heard
vituach. Vituach, you have it, but lavetach, yoshev lavetach is a biblical expression, sitting securely. Yoshev lavetach. Deborah. Okay. Machnisot tachnisu kinasnu hichnasnu. Why?
Kinasnu.
That's right. All of them are hifis, kinasnu is piel.
Right.
Eser. Why
Makdish? Because that is a P-A.
It's the only Hefil this time. And the rest are P-A. No.
50%.
Does anybody
want to
take a break?
Yes, they do.
Yes. My brain is empty.
I know, but I don't have a watch.
Yeah, I've got one here. It's 10 after 1.
10 after 1?
Past 1, yes.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Take a break. Leave your books open on 192, please.
192.
Leave your books open on 192, please.
Do you want to watch it? I'm going to put them on my attempts here.
I did this so long ago, I can't even remember what I did. The phrase choosing from.
Finish the sentence with an idea. Macharat ayom atem takumu mugdam. Today you'll get up early. Dina al follows future. The sini. Lifnei shena shema shal.
This I chose the wrong thing, so then I went back to the story and I got the right assignment that I misread. Yeah, sorry. Whatever. It all works out eventually. Thank you. Sushi.
Both foods are really good.
Bomb.